Good morning. It is 9:13 a.m. and I'm very happy to announce that Scorpio is back in the studio.
Yes, I have been.
Good morning.
What's up?
Well, just back at work yesterday, really. So 3 weeks off. Spent a bit of time seeing this beautiful country, as they're telling us to do, and spent a bit of time just seeing a bit of my lounge room flat on my back on the couch.
Perfect. That's the way to enjoy the holiday.
Yeah.
Perfect.
But I have been reading a book which I've been raving about. So good that we're actually out of stock at the moment, but we're getting some more in, don't worry. So it's called The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue by V.E. Schwab. So yes, I'm sort of can't stop talking about this book. I think sort of time traveler's wife crossed with some of this kind of wonderful storytelling and kind of dark magic of a Neil Gaiman novel. So I'll tell you a bit about it. It starts in a small village in France at the end of the 17th century. Addie LaRue is a 23-year-old unmarried woman and an artist.
Scandal.
I know. She's pressured into marrying this old widower because, you know, who's going to want to marry her at 24? Yeah. She's going to be an old lady by then.
Point, yeah.
But on the day of her wedding, she runs away to the forest and prays to the tricksty and sinister god that answers after dark. So she strikes up a deal with him in return for freedom and immortality. She promises him her soul once she's tired of living. But there's a catch. There's always a catch with deals with the devil, and that's that no one will remember her at all. So the second she can meet somebody, but the second they walk through a doorway or leave her, they will forget all about her.
Oh, no.
Obviously, this has a lot of problems because she can't hold down a job because employers will just forget about her. Relationships are very short-lived. She has this sort of awkward experience of waking up next to somebody in the morning and they don't remember who she is and they assume they've been drinking, and so ends the relationship. He actually can't leave a mark in any way, so she can't draw anymore. She can't write any words. She kind of tries to, but then the words are sort of erased in front of her eyes. So it has got this kind of, you know, magical element about it. Photos of her all come out blurry, but there are a few loopholes in the deals. Which she sort of nuts out. And one of those is that she can act as kind of like a muse for artists. So they won't remember her. They won't remember who the idea came from, but they will sort of remember the idea. So she gives ideas to artists and then they translate it into, you know, paintings or songs and things like that. So the novel then jumps to 300 years later. So in 2014, Addie has learnt to survive and even relish her strange life. So she gets by stealing food and clothes.
That's what my first thought was. She should turn to thief.
She kind of has to because she hasn't got any money because she can't have a job. Of course, she never gets caught because nobody remembers her. If they do get caught, the second she gets out of sight, they forget about her. So she's quite enjoying her life. She's having all sorts of wonderful experiences. She doesn't age, which sounds kind of fabulous to me. But of course, there's also a lot of sadness to existence. She can't have a relationship. Nobody remembers her. Until one day, so she enters a bookshop in New York. And of course, you know, it had me at bookshop. But she actually gets caught stealing a book by the young and sensitive bookseller, Henry Strauss. And she goes back the next day. She's actually intending to steal another book, thinking he won't remember her, but he does.
Yes.
Why?
I knew there'd be like the one person that remembers.
I don't want to give away any spoilers, so I'll just leave it there. But I will say that
I already have a prediction.
It's an ideal summary. Well, what's your prediction?
My prediction is that he is the devil incarnate. And then he is like, that's why I can see it.
Oh,
wow.
Interesting.
You don't have to confirm nor deny.
Okay, all right.
I haven't read it.
Yeah.
I'm just taken away. Anyway, sorry.
So it's a bit of a bumper read, warning it's 500 pages, but really easy to get through. It's sort of magical, sort of historical all at once because it takes you through these various time periods in Europe. She's a spy in World War II briefly. She gets to see Beethoven's soul getting whisked away by the devil.
Wow.
She's acts as this artist muse for sort of opera and ballet. So it's got this kind of lovely, nostalgic, even kind of like a romantic feel without being kind of mawkish and, you know, awful. but it just made me think about art and inspiration and what makes a life well lived. She does have this interesting relationship with the god who answers after dark. She calls him Luke, which, hint, hint, Luke is short for Lucifer.
Yes.
But, yeah, so he's this amazing kind of seductive character. And the story has very open-ended conclusion that I think readers will love. I mean, it's just begging for a Netflix series to be made about it. I hope they do.
As I'm sure they will, because, you know, as if they don't make a series on anything popular.
Yeah. Like butter. So hopefully, fingers crossed.
Next year, maybe.
Yes, very true.
Amazing.
Fantastic. Well, that sounds wonderful. So it's out of stock at the moment, but it is coming back in soon.
Yeah, we're getting some more in soon.
So fantastic.
It's The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue.
Wonderful. And what other things are happening at Scorpio that people might want to know about?
Starting off the year, keep an eye on our Facebook page today if you are on Facebook. Have you read the Jack Reacher novels or watched the Jack Reacher movie?
I've watched one of the films, yes.
If you are a Lee Child fan, I'm giving away a signed copy of The Sentinel on our Facebook page today. So it's a nice signed hardback. It was apparently the bestseller in New Zealand in that week leading up to Christmas. So,
goodness me. Very
keep
cool.
Keep an eye on our Facebook.
Awesome. Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for coming in.
Yes.
It's so nice to have Scorpio back in studio in the new year. We look forward to seeing someone else from Scorpio next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Thank you. I think it's Wellner.
Okay, perfect.